Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Yod Aleph Amud Bet. About to get fully engaged in the sugya of Ibur Hashana, which we began with, which is part of the second Mishnah, and we began dealing with in the last podcast. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Me'abrin Et Hashana Ela Imkein Yirtzen Nasi. The first thing, and we saw a similar piece to this with Rabbi Gamliel and Shmuel Katan, that you can only do Ibur Hashana if the Nasi expresses approval. So one time Rabbi Gamliel had to go and deal with some public issues on behalf of the Jewish people with some sort of a council or a satrap or something that was in Syria. And he didn't come back in time. So they did Ibur Hashana, but they made a conditional on his approval. He came back and he said, I approve. And so, retroactively, it was valid. Now we're going to hear a series of braitot about the conditions under which Ibur Hashana may happen. There has to be a motivation, and the motivation could be because of the roads, meaning the roads are still washed out from the winter, and people have to make aliyah l'regel. Mneag sharim, the bridges are maybe blown out from the storms and need to be fixed. Mnei tanurei psachim, this is during the time of the Mikdash, obviously, and people need to be able to roast their psachim. Their tanurim got busted, and they have to fix them up. Mnei galot, Yisrael shenekumim koman v'adayin lo higyu, are for exiles that are still in transit, still in movement, and they haven't yet gotten to be able to get to Shalim, and they can't plan it out. Aval, lo b'mnei ha'shelag v'lo b'mnei ha'tzinah, not because of snow, not because of cold. Sounds like the postman's creed. V'lo b'mnei galiot Yisrael shelo akrum koman, and not because of exiles that have not been recently moved. Meaning, if there's an exile group that's been in one place for a number of years, they know how long it takes for them to get to Shalim, and so they should plan it out better. If, on the other hand, somebody has just been moved and exiled and dispersed to a new place, they might not know that, and so therefore that can be a motivation. But these are all side motivations, as we'll see. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Et Hashana Lo Mnei Hagdayim, not because of the goats, Lo Mnei Atlaim, or for the sheep, meaning that they're too young to bring as a Korban Pesach, Lo Mnei Hagozalot Shlo Pirchu, and not because of birds that are too young to bring as a korban, because Pesach, because so many people would come, also the oldot would come and bring their kinim. Aval osinotan yisa'an lashana. But you may add it into the calculation. Ketzad. Rabbi Yana Omer Mishum Mishum Gamliel. So he quoted Mishum Gamliel as saying, here's an announcement of an Ibur Shana. Mehoda'in anachna lachon. We are publicizing to you the gauzalaya rechichin, the birds are young, the imraya da arkin, and the little sheep are running away, the zimnin da aviva lamata, the aviva has not yet come, which is a critical thing, the shafat milta ba'anpoi, it was good in my eyes, vosifat al shata dla tatin yomin, and I've added 30 days to the year, and that's the announcement of Ibur Shana. So in other words, you can add in the consideration of the age of these animals, etc., but it cannot be the main motivator. Now, Meitave, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here announced 30 days. Kama Ibur Shana, watch this challenge. Loshim Yom, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Chodesh. So we have a statement that Ibur Shana is 30 days. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says to Chodesh, which means 29. So how could he say 30? His shita was you had 29 days. Amar Papa, Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shloshim Yom. The answer is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Chodesh is an option, meaning it's not only Shloshim Yom, it could be 29. Now, Tochazi, this is a side thing, Ma'ika, Bent kifoi kadmoi. Look at the difference between the early ones who were tough and brittle, the invitanai betrai, as opposed to the soft ones now. I mean, the idea is that the people who we know of in previous generations who were very tough, nonetheless, they were very kind and gentle, as opposed to the ones who today relatively are nice, even they're not so nice. Now, we're not going to hear about the current nice ones who aren't so nice, but we will hear about Rabbi Gamliel, who, as we know from many stories, was tough on the students and tough on his colleagues. The Tanya Masebra Magamliel Shaya Osheva Gav Ma'ala Maharbayit. He was sitting up on Harabayit. This is Magamliel Hazakain, who was sitting up on Harabayit. Vaya Yochanan Sofer Halaz Omed Lefanav. So he was in front of him, a Sofer. V'shaloshi Garot Chatuchot Lefanav Munachot. He had three parchments already cut out, waiting to be dictated by Magamliel. Amarlo told Igra Tachara, take one. So Magamliel said, take one. Uchtov, and write the following. Lachana b'nei Gilila Aila, to the people of the upper Galil. Ulachana b'nei Gilila Tachton, to our brothers who are in the lower Galil. Shtomchon Yiske, great peace to you. Modin anachnu, we're informing you. L'chon dezman bi'ur amata, it's time for bi'ur of Shemitah. L'afrushe masra mima'atana dezeta, and it's time to separate the maser from the olive basket. V'tol igrata, and so that was one letter. But notice, he starts it off with a great peace to you, etc. V'tol igrata chada uchtiv, take another letter and write. L'chana b'nei daroma, to our brothers in the south, it's Yehuda. Shlomchon yiske, great peace to you. Modin anachnu l'chon, we're letting you know, Dizman Biur Mata, Shemaswa Me Umre Shibloya. It's time to take the maser from the grain. That's what they were growing there. We're told Igrat Achara Vukhtiv, take another letter and write, Lachana Bnei Galuta de Bavel, and our brothers in the Galuta Bavel, Chana de Mamadai, Ulashar, called Galvata de Israel, and throughout the exiles, Shlomchon Yiskeli Olam, Mahodin Anachra Lachon de Gozalai Rechichin, Vimraya Arkin, Vizimna Aviva Lomata, this is the letter that we heard earlier. And we've added 30 days. So he announced to all of them the addition of 30 days, but notice he used this very nice language. So it seems like Rabbi Gamliel, who earlier was known to be a tough guy, here it softened up a little bit. What's a little bit difficult about this describes Rabbi Gamliel, Agav Har Habayit. And evidently we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel II, not Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. So this is the very, very end of the Tkufa of Har Bayit, or else it's after the Khorban. In any case, Dilma Batar de Ibrohi. So the Gemara then comments and says maybe this was when Gamliel, after he'd already been taken off his position. But if that's the case, it's significantly after the Khorban, and the location of Har Bayit here is a little bit difficult. The story does seem to be really about when Gamliel is Zaken, but that's difficult because he would be called that. So it's a little bit unclear. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Al Shloshan Dvarim Me'abrina Tashana. There are three considerations that cause Ibur Shana. Al ha'aviv, meaning that the grain is not sprouted. V'al perot ha'ilan, the fruit is not yet blossomed. The buds have not come out on the fruit. V'al ha'tkufa, we're too far away from the vernal equinox. And we'll see how that configures in the next podcast. Now, ashnai mehen me'abrin, if you have any two of these considerations, we do ibur shana. V'al achad mehen en me'abrin, if there's only one, it's not enough. But if Aviv is one of the considerations, Hakol Smechin, everybody's happy. Why? Because if the grain hasn't yet sprouted, then that means that we have another month for it to sprout, and then therefore there's no consideration here of not being able to eat Chadash, because not ready anyways. He said the equinox. Now, what does he mean by that? Does he mean if the equinox is one of the two considerations, everybody's happy? Well, Tkufa Me'abrin, does he mean Tkufa alone is enough? The answer is Teiku. It's unclear what he meant. Tana Rabbanan, Al Shlosha Aratzot Me'abrin Tashana. There are three different districts that are taken into consideration. Yehuda, Eiver HaYarden, Transjordan, V'Hagalil. Al Shtayim Mehen Me'abrin. If any two of them are in this status of not having their stuff ready yet, we do Ibur. V'Lachad Mehen Ein Me'abrin. If it's only one of them, we don't. If Yudah's one of them, Hakol Smechin, everybody's happy. Why Shein Omer Ba Elam Yehuda? Because the Omer has to come from grain in Yehuda, and that way it will certainly be the case, because Yehuda is now going to be on time. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Rabrina Tashanim Ela BeYehuda. The act of doing Ibur Hashana has to take place in the land of Yehuda. If they did it in the north, it's Muberet, which of course means in later years, after Yavne, they would have to come down to Yehuda somehow and do the Ibur HaShana, if possible. Hein Chananya Ish Ono. But we have Chananya from Ono. Im Ibruha, and Ono is in the south. Im Ibruha Begalil in a Muberet. He says it's not valid even B'diavad in the north. Amar Yehuda Beredu Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Maitam Rachanani Ben Ish Ono. What's his source? Amar Kral Lishichnoti Dushu Vata Shama. Pasuk in Re'eh that says that you have to bring your things to Yerushalayim says, come to the place where God's resting place is. Now, the way we're darshaning is called Rishah Shatah Doresh, any seeking out, any sort of learning that you're going to do, in calculation that you're going to do, which here is alluding to Ibur HaShanah, Lo Yu Ela B'Shecheino Shemakom, have to be in the area of the place, which is Yehuda. Tanur Banan, Ein Ma'abrin Et HaShanah Ela Bayom. The act of Ibur HaShana has to be done during the day by the Beitin. At night it's invalid. Same thing with the declaration of the new month. Has to be during the day. Again, not at night. Of course, famous halacha. If you forget Yalav Yavu and Mariv, then you don't repeat it because Ein Kiddush Beitin Balayla. Rav Abba Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this, both of these statements? Tik'u v'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chagenu kichok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elohe Yaakov. What does that mean? Ezehu chag shachodesh mitkasebo. There's only one month where the moon isn't apparent. So b'kesel liyom chagenu. There's only one chag that's at a time when you can't see the month. What's that? It was Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of the month. Uchtiv kichok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elohe Yaakov. Means it's mishpat. Ma mishpat payom. Just like mishpat has to be during the day. Beit Din sits during the day. Hafkirush achodesh payom. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein me'abrin et hashana b'shnei ra'avon. We don't do Ibur Hashana during times of famine. Because we want to get to Pesach, at least be able to eat the new grain sooner. Tanya Rebbe Omer, he quotes a pasuk about a story with Elisha, whose students were very, very, there was during a famine. It happened a lot during Elisha's period. There was a long famine. And he had his students. V'ish bami Baal Shalisha, a fellow came from Baal Shalisha, which is in Eretz Binyamin. He brought to Elisha, who was an Isha Elohim, he brought him 20 loaves of barley bread. Now, evidently, they knew that Baal Shalisha had the quickest, the earliest fruit. And the only thing there that grew that year was barley. I might think it's wheat. It's barley. I might think that this was before the Omer. What did Elisha say? Give it to them to eat, which means it had to be after the Omer, because otherwise there's an Isur Chadash. And more Me'ata, so what do you see? That's a year that really should have been a Shana Mu'beret. Why didn't Elisha approve of the Ibur? It was a famine. Everybody was running to the Beit HaGranot, to the granary, to get new grain, and if you add another month, they're going to be starving. And so that's the take on here. Of course, the assumption here is that this year really was a year in which there should have been Ibur Shana, but there wasn't. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Me'abrin Et HaShana Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. We do not make the declaration in the summer, before Rosh Hashanah, about the next winter that we're going to add a month. V'nibruha Ein Me'abrin, and if so, it's not valid. Amneha Dechak Me'abrin Ota Achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad. But if it's really in the terrible circumstances, they can announce it immediately after Rosh Hashanah, that 6 months from now, there's going to be an extra month. V'afa Pichein Ein Me'abrin El Adar. But nonetheless, they only add an Adar, even if they announce it after Rosh Hashanah. Any? We really not announce it earlier? Hashalchule the Rava. It's a story that happened to Rava. Zug ba mi Reket. There was a pair that came from Reket, Tveria. Utfaso Nesher, the eagle, which is an allusion to the Roman legion, caught this pair. Evidently, they were coming from Tveria to Bavel to announce Ibur Shana. Uvi Adam Dvarim Hanasa Beluz. And they had things that were made in Luz. Umainihu Tchelet. They had Tchelet. Bishchut Rachamim, because of davening, bishchutam yatzu b'shalom. They got away from these guys. Somehow they made it away from the legion and they weren't killed. V'amusei yirichei nachshon, there's an allusion to the Beit Din, b'kshulik bo netziv echad. They wanted to establish one netziv. We'll see what that means. V'lo nichan edomi halaz. This Roman didn't allow them. Balei asupot nesfu, which means the Talmid Chacham gathered. V'kavu lo netziv echad b'yerach shemet bo Aaron HaKohen. They did add a netziv in the month that Aaron died, which is Av. So that means that the way we're understanding netziv is an extra month. We'll see why. So in other words, they wanted to add an extra month. The Romans wouldn't let them, but they got away, and they got to the Beit Din, and the Beit Din said, we're going to announce an extra month, and they did it in Av, which means they were really trying to announce Shana Mu'beret a year earlier, and they couldn't. So they announced it in Av for the next year. So the answer is, Chashuvim Mechashvi, to do the calculation you could do in the summer. Galui lo megala, but they didn't announce it till after Rosh Hashanah. Now, my mashran netziv leishna diarchu. How do I know that netziv means a month? Netziv is a garrison. How do I know that netziv is a month? So that they're in this fancy language, I know that that's what it means. Tichtiv shlomo shnei masan netzavim akol Yisrael chikulot hamelach et hamelach ve'beito chodesh b'shana. The king had 12 of these representatives throughout the land, and each one of them was responsible to feed the king's house for 1 month a year. So you see, netziv was responsible for a month. They had a 13th guy in that parsha. Rav Yehuda Nachman, Chadamar, Chad Mimuneh Al Kulam. One of them was the boss. Chadamar Kaneged Chodesh Ibur, or one of them was there for February 29th. One of them was there whenever there was a second Adar. That was his job. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Last piece we're going to take a look at. Ein Me'abrin et hashana lo mishana l'chaverta. You can't do it a year in advance. And it was announced to now that next year there's going to be a shana mubert. V'lo shalosh shanim zu achar zu. He can't do 3 years in a row. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maaseh Rabbi Kiva Shaya Chavush Vetasurim. This is famous when Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, was reporting when his Rebbe was in prison before he was killed after the Hadrianic persecution, during the Hadrianic persecutions in 136-137. He was in prison. V'Iber Shalosh Shanim Zu Achar Zu. He set up an Ibur Shana 3 years in a row. So you see that you can do it. Amrulo Misham Raya, that's not a proof. Beit Din Yashvu V'Kavu Achad Achad Bizmanav. The Beit Din sat down each year and made a declaration. That you could do, but you can't announce 3 in a row. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrinat Hashana Lo B'Shvi'it V'Lo B'Motzei Shvi'it. You don't do Shemitah and Shemitah, an extra month in Shemitah, because that's going to extend Shemitah and deprive people of their livelihood. V'Lo B'Motzei Shvi'it, you can't do it the month, year after Shemitah, because they want to get to Pesach quickly and eat the new grain. Ein Ma'atai B'Gilin La'Ber, so when do we generally do it? Erev Shvi'it. It's an Erev Shemitah that we do it, to extend that year. Shabbat Rabban Gamliel Hayu Ma'abrin Motzei Shvi'it. In Rabban Gamliel's household, they would announce the Shemitah for the year after Shemitah. They announce the Shana Muberet for the year after Shemitah sometimes. Why? Because it was that depend on the machloket of these tanoim. The Tanya Ein Mevi'in Yarek Mechutz Laretz. There's a brayta that says you're not allowed to bring vegetables from Chutz Laretz. If you can't bring vegetables from Chutz Laretz, then you don't want Motzei Shvi'it to be longer. Rabotenu Itira. Rabotenu, whoever that is, allowed you to bring Yerek, meaning that it's okay to extend Motzei Shvi'it because we can get food from outside. So my benayah, what's the disagreement about bringing food from Chutz Laretz? You have to remember in Shabbat, Daf Yudal, Daf Tetvav, there's the Gezerah of the 18 things. One of the Gezerot was Al Gush Eretz Ha'amim. On the land, the physical earth of Chutz Laretz, because of Safek Tuma, they made a Gezerah of Tuma. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Choshin L'Gushay Nekibinayu. The machloket was, are we concerned that if you bring in fruit, there's going to be some clods of dirt there that may be tameh? Rabbi Gamliel, we relied on the opinion of Rabbi Tainu that said, it's not a problem. We're not concerned about that because you're not allowed to be Gorim Tuma of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they said you can bring fruit in. Therefore, you can make Motzei Shvi'it into a Shana Mu'uberet. And the other position of the Tanakama was, you can't bring this stuff in. It may be tameh. And therefore, we don't have food from the outside. We cannot be Ma'aber the year after Shemitah. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Yud Bet as we continue our investigation of Ibur Hashanah. Everybody should have a wonderful day.